This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us right here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. So do Skype in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
Will Coley joining us as guest co host here tonight. As what are we entering? Week number not quite two of renovations and repairs and cleanup of what will be the first full-time mosque in all of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So we can talk more about how that's been going. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you eaten yet today?
I got to eat about a half of a sandwich in the parking lot when we got here.
All right, because did you want to talk about any of your restaurant experiences on the air?
This is, sure, why not?
All right, so,
and remember, we're on broadcast radio.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah. You've had some frustrating experiences so far since having moved up here.
Yeah,
and you're,
I think,
somebody,
it's culture shock, evidently.
Maybe, but you're also somebody who has experience working and running restaurants.
Yeah.
So somebody who's got hospitality experience is always going to be the best critic of other people's hospitality businesses.
Yeah.
And so where do you want to start?
Well, I would just say, so far, I mean, unless there's like some strange thing where like we're going in and like they just see that we have kids and it's just that they're like having arguments over who has to take care of us. Like,
I'm not going to take the family of 700.
You got five kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a family of seven, so like some of the places we go to, they've autograt, which is fine, you know. I mean,
they, what was that?
They what?
Autograt. That's where they automatically add 18%.
Gratuity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But the problem with that is like they end up cheating themselves, because I'm a good tipper, but I don't really go by like percentages. I'm just like, this is a nice round number.
Yep.
You know. And instead, they're like, oh, well, no, you should tip him $7.68. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, I was going to leave him a 10. You know, I was going to leave him a 10, but, you know, since you put it on my check directly, he made my life a lot easier and saved me a couple bucks. Cool.
Right.
Well, here it's like, I've eaten in restaurants all over the country. I mean, when we were touring for the nomination, Keene so far has
when
my...
When you and Daryl were touring, because Daryl was running for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, you were running for the VP nomination. So we actually have both of y'all now living in the same town. Which
yeah, that's nice. But Keene has won my medal for worst restaurant customer service in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it goes to the state of Ohio.
Why?
You know what? I went to like four restaurants in Ohio when we were on our way to the Michigan event, and no problems, prompt service, hot food. Good tip.
I recall the food the last time I was, or rather the one particular time that comes to mind in Ohio. I don't recall the food necessarily being hot, but all three of us grew up in the South. So when you see biscuits and gravy on a menu, what do you expect?
Fluffy white things with white gravy with bits of sausage in it. Unless you're in certain parts, maybe you'll have chipped beef in it.
So I was expecting, you know, that white creamy gravy. No, they put beef gravy. And then I asked the waitress, and she said, well, nobody's ever complained about this before. This is what we serve. We didn't think we had to specify that it wasn't, you know, sausage gravy.
White sawmill gravy. They call it sawmill gravy, but yeah, sawmill gravy.
I was like, well, it's already on my plate. I'll go ahead and eat it. And then I overhear a couple of truckers sitting at the table across the aisle from me also order the biscuits and gravy, and a couple minutes later, same waitress brings it to them, and they're like, this isn't what we thought, and her response to them was, Well, nobody else ever complains about it.
Even though
I'm thinking,
just...
I did 5 minutes ago.
That's going to tie into Will's story about what happened at a family diner here in Keene,
okay.
where the waitress he was talking to just had no recollection, apparently, of had just happened.
Well, so I bring her, she brings me, I ordered a lasagna, because I wanted GI's breakfast, which is...
This is at the diner.
Yeah, which is something that I can't repeat on the air, but everybody knows. It's chip, beef, and white sawmill gravy on biscuits or toast, so...
Slop on shingles.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. And it comes with eggs and hash browns and all that stuff, and I was like, I want the GI's breakfast. And they were like, oh, well, we don't have that, it's only on Monday. I was like, okay, fine. And I decided, all right, I know the lasagna is good because the last time we were here, some of the food was good, some of it was mediocre. So I'll go with the lasagna. She brings me lasagna. It is dead cold in the center. Like, it just came out of the refrigerator.
Mm.
So I send it to the kitchen again and they bring it back 3 minutes later. I cut into it in the center, just stick my butter knife directly down on the top and then put my finger down in the hole. And
still
it
cold.
Feels like it just came out of the refrigerator. So I'm like, come finger this for me. And she's like, I don't want to put my finger in there. And I'm like, well, I want you to feel how cold it is before you go throw it in the trash, because I'm definitely not eating this at this point. And then I order something else, and while I'm ordering it, she looks at me when I order the home fries. She goes, do you want onions on those home fries? I said, no, I don't want onions on any of this. And she said, oh, okay, not a problem. And then she takes the order back to the kitchen, and she comes back 5 minutes later with
onions.
A plate. It looked like they put extra onions on there for spite. And I just looked at the plate, and I looked at her, and I was like, can you tell me now why this plate should be in the kitchen still instead of sitting in front of me? And she was just baffled at the fact that I wasn't just going to sit there and eat the food and not complain.
This reminds me of two different things. So there was an episode of Hell's Kitchen where the guy, I forget it, the chef guy.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. He goes to this Italian restaurant and they cook, and I'm using air quotes there, they cook all of their food in the microwave.
Mm.
So stuff would come out like the lasagna you described where it's cold in the middle but like crusty burnt on
the
sides. And also the scene from, was it Road Trip? The one where the guy accidentally sent the porno to his girlfriend?
Yeah, where the guy puts French toast down his pants.
Drops the French toast down his pants and then just puts extra powdered sugar on it.
I've come to the conclusion, I think within the next 5 years, my wife and I are going to open a restaurant in Keene, and we're literally
well,
going
lucky
to
lucky for you,
push.
The one that you ate lunch at, or attempted to eat lunch at, is for sale.
Right. Could you imagine, like, actual good Southern food from that place? We would run half of the place. You would have to compete with us for service, or you'd be out of business.
Now, how are you going to run a full-time mosque and run a restaurant? I mean, the restaurant is a big
multiple
task.
Wives.
I said 5 years, yo. I said 5 years. That gives me time to get a good...
That gives them time to have a couple more kids. The older ones will then wind up being working age.
5 years from now, Xu Wei will be leading the prayer and opening the masjid.
But you did mention having like a, secondary imam, or what's the term for like...
Oh, an assistant imam.
Assistant.
We'd like to hire an assistant imam.
Down the line.
Down the line. Yeah. We actually had a really
But wait, you didn't finish the story about the onions. So it came back out with onions.
I sent it back to the kitchen.
And you'd asked her what was wrong with this. Like, why should this have not been delivered to you?
She had no clue.
She did not recollect, or at least wanted you to believe she didn't recollect the onion portion of the no onions portion.
She asked me about it. I just turned around and looked at my wife, and I was like, she did specifically ask me if I wanted onions, right? She said, yeah I heard it too. I'm flabbergasted that, and this has happened now, service at that level now at 4 restaurants in 3 days, or 2 days. 4 restaurants in a row.
I don't get it, man. I mean,
we've gone
maybe
to.
It's just me, and I'm used to being up here or whatever, but I don't recall having service
Actually, most of the service around here is
awful.
Not that good.
Yeah.
When you went,
and when I've said stuff before, you're like, oh, well, it's just the way diner waitresses are.
But that's it. Diner waitresses in the diner around the corner from where he was, which is like looks like a classic diner from the outside. It's kind of like a trailer. They are the classic kind of gruff and rough and tumble.
They're like,
waitresses.
Why the hell are you in my
but
restaurant?
But that's not what you were dealing with here.
No,
you were dealing with incompetence.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, back home in the South, like, you get that rough and grumble, like, don't disappoint me this early in the morning. But she'll have your coffee in front of you in the, within the first minute that you sit down, and your food on your table within 10 minutes after, and you're ready to leave in a half an hour.
All right. If you want to share, you know, terrible restaurant customer service stories, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because I'm sure you can top this. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Will.
And Daryl.
Also, are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Only about 10% of people are. And here's some more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and veggies in their raw form every day, and only 1% of the population is doing that.
And didn't you see me just finish that big old trough?
No. I missed that.
Coffee's...
Yeah, that's because I'm cheating. I'm getting the 10 servings, but I'm cheating.
Coffee's a bean, right? So that counts as a vegetable. I get 10 servings a day.
Yeah, we'll tell you how Daryl is cheating on this one. He is using Whole Food Multicompletes Fruit and Veggie Total. And you can do that, too, by going to SimplifyMySupplements.com. And that's where you can get Fruit and Veggie Total. Use coupon code FTL. You'll save 10%. You'll get a free shaker bottle as well. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Code FTL. Save you 10%. And you can pay with Bitcoin. You just have to reach out to them, I think, directly to get the Bitcoin deal.
Yeah, it's on the website where you just click saying, I want to pay with Bitcoin. Send them a message.
So SimplifyMySupplements.com. Code FTL. Let's go to...
And include that code in the email.
Right on. Yeah, so you get the 10% off the Bitcoin deal.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Stefan in Ohio. We're talking about bad restaurant experiences. Will has been almost striking out so far in his 2 weeks up here in New Hampshire. But, Stefan, you're in Ohio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, when it comes to southern diners and things like that around here, I do have to agree the quality of food is never that good. But that's like going outside of Maryland for a crab cake. You're not going to get it the way...
Well, first of all, I don't think that you can compare foods in regions fairly. I mean, these are different countries.
Yeah, yeah.
Florida to or Alabama or Tennessee all the way up to New England. There may not be an imaginary national border in there, but it is a different place. Diners
and
aren't necessarily
from parts of Florida to Alabama.
Sure. Diners aren't necessarily a southern thing, I don't think. These diners that have been up here have been here for a long time. Like the one here in Keene, there's two main diners in Keene.
There's the one that all the politicians go to.
They've got pictures of
all of them.
Right. And that's the one that's been open forever.
Yeah.
That's the one with the proper diner waitresses, with the gruff, kind of rough and tumble waitress.
Why are you here? Sort of attitude.
We'll have to try that out.
Like if you're good with them, you can get her to crack a smile. If you're good with them. But the other one is like a diner where the waitresses are generally pretty nice, and that was the one that you were in. But this one was just so incompetent. It seemed like a surprise.
It's meatloaf type stuff.
I found that particular restaurant, and I'm not going to give the name of it, but that particular restaurant. The service sort of drops off after the breakfast time.
Really?
Yeah, because you always have your best, most competent waitresses there early in the morning.
And you weren't there in the morning for this?
We were there around 11.
Okay, that was the morning.
Yeah, we were around 11 o'clock.
Anyway, go ahead, Stefan.
It's mostly the quality of service you get around here. I live in Youngstown, and things are pretty much hit and miss here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go to a restaurant, I do expect a waitress or a waiter who's going to be on top of their game. They're the ones that get the tips. I never understood, because I don't think we have mandatory gratuity here. So you can choose to tip your waiter or not, which I think is a good thing. But the other day I was at a restaurant called Bob Evans. Do you guys have that up there?
We had them in Tennessee.
I'm aware of the chain.
It's like a family chain diner kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, when I was at a Bob Evans last week with a buddy, I had gotten coffee, and I kid you not, the cup had sat empty for 15 minutes.
Damn.
After it was
You're
done.
Not getting a tip, yo. Because I'm a coffee drinker, man. You're not getting jack.
I was half tempted to just freaking leave a dime on the table. I think that I went to Maryland and went to this diner called Double T, and the same thing happened to me. It depends where you go. That's, in my opinion, where you get the bad service, is if you have a waiter or a waitress that's just not paying attention to you.
Waitresses these days don't understand what an upside-down dime on the table means anymore. So, you know, that whole, like,
what does
insult
upside down? I mean, generally, leaving a penny or a small amount is generally considered an insult because the waitress then knows you did not accidentally not leave a tip that you purposefully did. Why upside down?
The upside down dime, it's just something that was always popular in I heard about. My mom waited tables all through the 80s and the 90s, and that was just it was some kind of a symbolic, like, middle finger to a waitress who gave exceptionally bad service. Huh. Like, not only, like, we're not going to stiff you, but, you know, this is like a That's kiss our butt stiff, kind of, you know, like, we had a terrible time. We're going to tell everybody we know that you suck.
Well, in states with mandatory gratuity, do you think that might...
Are there states with mandatory gratuity?
I've never heard of it.
Well, some municipalities have it, really.
We had mandatory gratuity because some restaurants have any party of seven or larger.
Some do. Yeah, that's pretty common.
Well, in Tennessee, they don't do that because of the law that states that you have to... you have to take any mandatory, any automatic gratuity that's on a check has to actually be paid in a paycheck. It can no longer go directly to the server so that it can be taxed at the higher rate because the government felt they weren't getting enough tax dollars from servers and that maybe we weren't telling them the truth about how much money we were making. Right? So, so they decided to change the laws in the state that if you get automatic gratuity, that has to go on to a paycheck. And the paperwork for that, I guess, is a nightmare. So a lot of restaurants in Tennessee and in Florida have cut out auto gratuity altogether because having auto gratuity is such a nightmare and the taxes and everything else.
But do you think in a way that incentivizes, I mean, that doesn't give you incentive to be a good service person?
No, I had
auto gratuity?
Yeah, no, my auto gratuity tables, what I would do is I would give them the best service I could because a lot of times what happens is they will double tip you. They'll just be like, oh, they'll still look at the check and they'll see what it is. And they'll pay the check, and then a lot of times they'll tip you almost as much as the auto gratuity is on top of that.
But you're probably unusual. I mean, a lot of people in the restaurant business, it's a high turnover business. It is hard to find good help.
Right.
And so a lot of the other servers might really like the auto gratuity because they know they can kind of drop the ball a little bit, right?
Then,
like if they screw up a little, then they're still going to get paid.
And then there are some states, I think California is one of them, to where the... minimum wage for most people in the restaurant industry
is the same.
They're making a much lower minimum wage,
That's
so they are working for tips. California, they've set the minimum wage at basically the same rate, not the same rate.
Yeah.
So while you're still expected to tip your waiter or waitress in California, they're not working for tips.
They hurt the restaurant industry in Florida really bad. During the crash, like when the 08 crash happened, the same year as that crash happened, they doubled the server minimum wage to $4.75. And within 3 months, you saw restaurants all over Orlando with plywood over the windows.
Wow.
Well, you know, when I hear about things like that where, you know, the minimum wage is lower for servers, I've never heard anybody complain about that.
Nah, when I serve, I make...
Servers make good money.
Yeah, but if I'm in a good restaurant, like a high-quality restaurant, I make an $18 to $25 an hour.
Yeah, if you're good with people, if you're good with sales, you know, you're good at suggesting items and things like that, then you'll do pretty well.
Make sure the glass is topped off and always ask, do you want dessert?
Right, and as long as people are coming through the doors, you'll be fine. Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You really got to press that thing down hard. So when you were pressing it,
it didn't work.
Okay. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll call you, joining Ian and Daryl in the studio for this edition of the show. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever it is that you want. We've been talking about bad restaurant experiences, and Will, you've had a few bad ones in just the last couple days.
I haven't been to a restaurant since I got to Keene, New Hampshire, that I didn't get my drink from the counter, that it took less than 20 minutes for my drink to get to my table.
So you had to get up in some of them and, like, ask
for... Well, no, like, if I go
to
Fritz's, you know, I get the drink out of the...
The machine.
Okay. And where
Joe's,
we have Social Sunday, you get the drink when you place the order.
Right.
So he's saying at a restaurant where...
Sit down where somebody's bringing you drinks or whatever.
Where you sit there and the waitress comes to your table. Yeah. I haven't been to a restaurant like that since I got to Keene that it didn't take at least 10 minutes before I saw a server.
Wow.
And probably another 10 minutes after I finally saw a server and they said hello and acknowledged my existence that I got a drink.
Wow.
Or order a drink, depending on the restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And one of those did add an auto gratuity to my check. So I tipped 18% for a guy that we were there for a half an hour before my drinks were in front of me.
So
with five children, all into seven and under.
So it's been a quite an eye-opening experience for you here, you having just made the move up as part of this large New Hampshire Freedom migration. You're getting ready to open at some point, at some indeterminate point in the future. You'd hoped for early October, but it's probably looking more like November
at this point. And we've pretty much just...
opening a mosque.
From here, we've told the media, like, first weekend in November.
Yeah.
You know, we have no illusions that it is possible for us to be open on October the 7th anymore.
And media's interested. You actually just did an interview today with the union leader. Not sure when that story's going to publish. Is that expected for the weekend?
She is coming to the house to the property to take some photos at the Malik Center and stuff and talk to volunteers and all that kind of thing tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Around 11 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to go out Sunday, but it might. There's a chance.
Hope so.
If she gets it in, you know, by whatever the deadline might be.
I would love for it to be in the Sunday edition.
Yeah, it could happen. But either way, it'll usually, you know, be big. It was a union leader, the reporter in question, was the reporter that blew up the Robin Hood story. Now, you never know what's going to hit and why it's going to hit. You just never know. You just got to kind of throw it out there and see, you know, what the media people pick up. But this has been picked up. You've been picked up by NBC News earlier this week. You can go to freekeen.com. I posted there the NBC Boston piece that came out to the house that, again, is being remodeled into what will be a full-time mosque in New Hampshire and community center that other religions will actually be able to utilize. So NBC, the Keene Sentinel, which is the main newspaper here in Keene, did a front page piece, and that was back in August, and their photographer actually called me yesterday because I'd left him a message. He definitely wants to come out when the grand opening is happening.
Yeah.
NBC wants to come back for that.
Broadcast
and now you
live
got
from the opening in Shella.
Right, and now
buy some ads in that newspaper that gets delivered to every house in the county, and they'll put a front page article.
They will. That's true. You're talking about the Monadnock Shopper, which is basically an advertorial newspaper. It just essentially exists to promote things.
Right. We could ask for volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, you have to spend like $3,000on those ads. So yeah, I didn't think it would fly there, Daryl. Unless you're gonna fund that
for real.
No, Liberty Lobby.
You got a half a Bitcoin you want to throw into it, don't you?
So, hey, speaking of throwing in, we did mention earlier this week that you guys have shot for $11,000 in fundraising for this remodel, for you know, putting a sign with a marquee out front, and you know, really making the place into a mosque-looking facility.
Yeah.
It looks like a house.
Well, I just went and ordered $3,000 worth of blue handmade in Turkey mosque carpet.
To somebody out there, that might sound like a lot of money, $3,000 worth of carpet, but it's not.
No.
Why?
It's super cheap. Well, like, we went to the local carpet companies, and to find anything even comparable to this, which doesn't have the artistic quality, just have the same quality of carpet itself,
mm-hmm.
I was $14 and change a square foot, and the guy that I'm going through, it's $299 a square foot.
Yes, yeah, so
plus $300 in shipping. But even even without that shipping, it's even with the shipping, it's super super cheap.
And you said it's wool carpet,
yeah,
which is a little different. I don't know if I've ever walked on wool carpet. Maybe
it's
I don't recall. It doesn't seem
it's
very
super soft.
Common.
It's really pretty. It's very sturdy. I mean, you can find wool carpets hanging in museums that are thousands of years old.
You've got a vision for the Malik Center. What does Malik stand for?
Masjid al-Latif and Interfaith Community Center.
And people have been stepping up now that there are matching contributions. So you were almost to about 50% of your goal of $11,000 when we announced the Shire Free Church is going to be matching contributions all the way on up to the $11,000 goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, actually, somebody dropped off a large contribution this week after that was announced. So thank you to that somebody.
Yeah, a very good friend of ours in the Liberty community. I got a phone call just at random, and they said, hey, I'm supposed to bring you a donation. And I said, okay, I'm on my way to my hotel. Meet me there in half an hour. And I had no idea who this was. And even when they got there, and they were like, hi, you remember me? And I'm no, not really. And they're like, well, this person that you do remember told me to give you $1,000. So here's $1,000 in cash. And just handed me $1,000 in cash.
which just, you know, turns into $2,000.
It magically turns into $2,000. That's right.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. And then the very next day I found out that there is a program with businesses in Kenya where they donate portions of their proceeds in order to fund mosques.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a couple of mosques in Kenya who will be sending us 1% of their profits every month, which could be as little as $50 and could be as much as $1,000. But that will keep coffee purchased. That will keep all the stuff in the cups and sugar packets and paper for the print. All of the stuff for our homeless warming center is now sponsored. Once we get open, we now have a monthly sponsor that will take care of all of our cost for the homeless warming center. And that means that when we're not doing the homeless warming center, we'll be accruing that. We can either use that money for speakers, we can use that money for expansion projects, or what I prefer is we can take the homeless warming center and turn it into a homeless breakfast center, and we'll just start serving breakfast for homeless people every day. You know, I mean, that's what I would prefer to do with that money, is just take it and invest it into doing more good for the local community.
Now, I noticed I just went to the fundraiser, which is launchgood.com/Malik Center, M-A-L-I-C Center, and I see the funding goal is now $15,000?
Well, we had to change that because the original goal included $1,000 for the strips of carpeting, but once we got clearance to put the wall-to-wall carpeting in, our budget jumped by $2,000 instantly. So we had to figure that in. Plus, that also will incorporate an installation fee.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that increase in our cost, we had to put the necessary amount for us to raise up a little bit. Now, we wouldn't want the matching past the $11,000, but we're hoping that we can get that once we can get people really motivated, that we'll hit the $11,000 mark and be on to $15,000 before we even notice it.
Well, and once you see the progress, I mean, I think that it's going to be, we're a little bit stuck at the moment with a major repair that we need to get some engineers' eyes on to take a look at that. But
my carpet, there's 20 more days before the carpet we ordered will even be in the United States.
Yeah.
So, and then we have our guy coming out and plus the work that you're doing. So, I mean, we're at least 30 days
no doubt
from having carpet down and walls painted and the actual prayer area and nursery ready to rock and roll.
And the best way to follow along, I mean, obviously you're going to be on Free Talk Live as often as we can bring you in here to kind of update our listeners, but if folks want to follow you, you are all over your Facebook profile. I mean, you're posting multiple times a day, frequently live streaming. Malik Center also has its own Facebook page, which seems to get some of the streams, but not all of them.
Well, it's just because I get more traffic on my personal page.
Yep, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free. If you want to join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in to join us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
and Daryl. Also want you to know about pool.bitcoin.com. If you've been thinking about mining Bitcoin, but it's, you know, maybe you've looked into it and you've realized it's beyond your level of expertise, because you do have to have a fairly high level of technical expertise with computers to be able to do your own Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency mining. But there's now a group making it easy, and that's pool.bitcoin.com. They will take care of the ongoing costs, equipment upgrades, and maintenance, and all you have to do is just put some Bitcoin in. And you can use their easy calculator over at pool.bitcoin.com, which will give you some idea of what it is that you can make based on what you want to invest. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. Mark and I, two of the hosts here on Free Talk Live, are doing this over at pool.bitcoin.com, so check it out for yourself. That's pool.bitcoin.com. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Speaking of freedom, that is something that a dark web administrator or an alleged administrator on the dark web is not going to be seeing anytime soon, unfortunately, after he flew to the United States from France for a beard competition. And
that's beard with a D, not beer as
right.
in the beverage.
Yeah.
As in how good I look.
B-E-A-R-D. His name, Gal Valerius, a.k.a. Oxy Monster, allegedly is his name on the underground marketplaces. In this case, the market is called Dream Market, which is one of the few remaining marketplaces after this summer's raids against some of the more popular darknet markets. And, Daryl, for our listeners who are maybe new to the term, what is a darknet market?
I will neither confirm nor deny having ever gone to one, but
it's not illegal to go and look at them, as I understand it. Just saying. I mean, it's buying from them that's illegal or selling
them. I will neither confirm nor deny how in-depth my knowledge actually is, but I do know that you need something called the Onion Router, the Tor browser for short, and you can't just stumble upon a dark web market by, clicking a link in Gmail or doing a Google search.
Accident.
There's some stuff that I've stumbled upon from Google or Wikipedia, and dark web, not one of those things. So it's something that you have to intentionally know you're going to, and you have to have special software to get to. You don't need special hardware. So some people might get confused. Oh, so what's this Onion? I need a separate router? No, that's just the name of the software.
Right.
And most of the websites are on, that Onion router. There's other things like I2P and
another form of internet anonymization.
So most of the sites are going to be a long string of characters, .onion.
Correct. And these darknet markets have been around since about 2011 when the Silk Road was the first of its kind, the real trailblazer, the grandfather of all of these also-come sites. After Silk Road was taken down in October 2013, others were sprouting up, and now there, as of this summer, there were several, but it seems like, I was looking at some of them today. I wanted to see how many had stayed around after the raids over the summertime when Alphabay was taken down and Hansa Market were taken down by international groups of police who put quite a bit of time and effort into finding these operations and the alleged administrators of them. And it doesn't seem like there are a whole lot of visible darknet markets. Now, how many of them are, still out there but trying to fly below the radar even more so by maybe not advertising publicly or whatever? I don't know.
But then if you're not advertising, publicly, and I don't know necessarily, how public some of the advertising is, but if you're not advertising at all...
Yeah.
How are people going to find you know that they're there?
Word of mouth. It would be invite only.
When you move to a new town and you like to do OxyContin or you like to do heroin, that happens. Okay, well, where do you buy heroin? Okay, you just
I've never been in the market for heroin. I have no clue how to find somebody.
You have no clue where to find heroin. I have no clue where to find heroin. But there are people in this town that if the heroin dries up in one spot, they know where to find heroin somewhere else.
I could guarantee
I could find it
within a day and a half if I really wanted it.
Just
but I've never
ask some strung out looking people. And
I've never been in the market for buying it.
Well, the internet, I'm sure, has some of those same strung out kind of characters that you can just be like, hey, man, I mean, there's got to be, because that's how these places keep getting busted.
Well, there's different reasons why some of them get busted. And we'll get into the story here about Gal Valerius, because each of these stories, each of these darknet markets has their own unique stories. And usually it has to do with some serious security errors by the administrators who just got lazy in some cases and didn't cover their tracks as well as they could have, or the government, like in the case of the Silk Road, they busted one of them and then put one of their own guys in that person's shoes.
At least one of their guys.
Yeah, and of course it's an anonymous market, so nobody actually knew that he'd been switched out, and then that guy, the federal agent, then had administrative access to the back end of the site, which helped them bust Ross Ulbricht, who was the main
operator.
Also
helped him, being the corrupt government agent, helped him embezzle a bunch of Bitcoin.
Right, that happened
and
too.
Then Ross Ulbricht's defense team found out about one of the corrupt guys, like 3 days before the trial and told, yeah, you're not allowed to mention any of this to the jury because our investigation is still going on.
Didn't one of them try to hire a hitman or something? Have somebody, like, hire a killer?
That's the claim, but we don't know if that was actually set up by the agents themselves.
The chat log makes it appear, from what's been released of the chat log, it makes it appear that it was the corrupt government agent that orchestrated the whole thing of, hey, you really should, do that. But there's no evidence that whomever he was chatting with was actually Ross.
That's
because
correct.
There's allegations that there were multiple people that were the Dread Pirate Roberts, and there's some evidence to support that.
And there's also no real way to prove that the entire chat log wasn't completely fabricated by corrupt agents.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, without getting, because we could go on about the Silk Road forever.
Yeah.
But here's what's going on with one of the few markets remaining, and there have been people who've been saying this dream market has also been infiltrated. And I remember, I forget what the evidence was for that claim, but it was back when Hansa Market and Alpha Bay over the summer were taken down. I remember somebody saying, look out for Dream Market because such and such. And
They're not taken down. That would be my clue.
Well,
everybody got busted except for those guys over there.
Well,
there's your snitch.
The Hansa Market was taken down, I believe, by Dutch police, and they admitted later that they had seized the market and sat there and kept running this underground marketplace because they knew they were coordinating with the other law enforcement around the world, and they knew that the Alpha Bay, which is the number one top drug market, had been for a while. They knew they were going to take Alpha Bay down, and what always happens when they do one of these takedowns is all the fish from the market, you know, the sellers and the buyers, they all jump out, and then they jump over to another market. And so they knew that they were going to get a huge influx of new users on the Hansa market, which they had already seized control of. So they kept Hansa online when they took down Alpha Bay, and sure enough, you know, people, they didn't know. They just jumped on in and started doing business on Hansa, all the while the government's got, you know, gathering whatever data they possibly could on that. And so that's, you're right, that was one of the reasons why people said, well, they have also probably seized Dream Market. And I forget, there was something else. If you're out there and you know and you can remember what the, you know, alleged reason why, hey, look out, this might be compromised, you're welcome to share it at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And now they've arrested one of the alleged administrators of the Dream Market, Gal Valerius. Now, I want to be clear, this is the Miami Herald's piece that I'm going to share with you. I don't think it's the best representation of what happened because I haven't actually read the indictment against Valerius. And so we're going to have to take that through the – we're going to have to take our information through the lens of this journalist here, Jay Weaver.
So before you get into that, I just found an article from the Hacker News headline, Dark Web Users Suspect Dream Market Has Back Doors. And then there's a picture of some code that they've got highlighted. I don't necessarily know what it means, and I'm not going to read code on the air, but yeah, that's, I think, part of where the thing came about, because
they
found
something in the code.
This was right around the same time that Alpha Bay and Hansa were both taken down. Somebody found something in the code.
We'll check it during the during the news, because I remember, you're right, there was something there that they said, like, matched another signature of a possible takedown. Anyway,
also,
we'll get into it. Then we'll tell you what happened with Gal Valerius and why he was going to Austin, Texas for a beard growing championship when he's an administrator of a darknet marketplace. You'd think that you wouldn't want to go to the United States if you were one of those people, but some of these guys get cocky. 855-450-FREE.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.